Romans 8:28. To know, not maybe not might, but to know all things, the good, the bad, the ugly, the hurtful things. To know all things work together for the good for those who love God and who are called according to his purpose. You know, and I want to thank y'all for praying for my dad. My dad is out of the regular hospital, but he's in the PT now. You know, he's in physical therapy now, and he's telling all the nurses and everything, you need to go to the church on the square over there with the big old clock over there. My son's a pastor, and you need to go hear him. So praise the Lord. You know, I'm so thankful about that. So thank you for your prayers, but keep praying because of, you know, he's not out of it yet, but keep on praying. But I just want to thank each and every one of y'all for not only praying for my dad and my mom, but myself also. You know, what a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. If you turn to the book of Mark, Mark 11, children's church. All right, go and learn about Jesus and behave. Have a good time. I want to thank all of our those of you who have signed up to be teachers of our children, because you know what that is? That's investing. That's investing in our children, because they're our next generation. And if we don't tell them the truth, our school system is going to tell them a lie. So we need to, our children need to know the truth. You know, that we don't come from no blobs. We don't come from no Big Bang Theory. We don't come from no monkeys. You know, we come from God, God Almighty. That's how we were created. And so many other things also. So we need to invest in our children to let them know the truth about the Word of God and life also. If you turn to the book of Mark, Mark 11. Did I say that? Mark 11. Praise the Lord. Let me sit down here. I'm sorry for, you know, I'm not one who likes to sit down, you know, but because of my knee, and it's doing a lot better. Praise the Lord, it's doing a lot better, so thank you. For those of you who don't know, I got a brand new knee. I got a brand new one, I tell you. And it lets me know it, too, from time to time. So that's the reason why I'm sitting here. But anyway, Mark 11. And when they came near to Jerusalem and to Bethphage and Bethany at the Mount of Olives, he sendeth forth two of his disciples. Jesus knew that he was on his way to fulfilling the will of God. He knew what was in store for him. And what he did was, he says, I'm going to make a way and prepare a way for me to come into Jerusalem. Now, I've been doing ministry for 3 years. I've been healing the sick. I've been casting out demons. And I've been doing all kinds of things. But now, I'm at the end of my earthly journey. So I'm preparing. So I'm going to send two of y'all out. And let me tell you why they sent two of them out. And he said to them, go your way into the village over against you. And as soon as you be entered, you shall find a colt tied. Thereon, never man a set. Loose him and bring him. Well, wait a minute. He didn't say give him no money to buy none. He said, let me tell you, you'll find one. You'll find a colt that nobody has ever been on. I want to be the first one on this colt, on this animal that I created. Do you know Jesus created everything that was created? Do you know that? He said, I want to be the first one to ride on what I created on. Listen to what he says then. He says, and he said, loose him and bring him. And if any man say anything to you, why you do this, say ye that the Lord has need of him, and straightway he will send him hither. Now, whoever was the owner of this colt, they had invested in this colt. But he says, if anybody say anything to you, you tell him that I said. That I said. Who is, they say, who the man say that I am? Some say John the Baptist, some say Isaiah, some say one of the prophets. And he says, you tell him that the Lord, that I am, says, bring him to me. And look how powerful that Jesus is. He says, and he will do what you ask him to do without any questions. Because I've already sent my spirit unto him. Do you know that God sometimes, when he leads us to talk to people and to do things, he has already prepared the hearts of people? And I'm going to say this here. Sometimes, because we are so zealous to bring people to Christ, you know, sometimes they're just not ready to hear it yet. Huh? Sometimes, you know, it's we're out of season. Because I remember when people would come to me and want to talk to me about Jesus, my heart was so hard. I didn't want to hear it. I didn't want to hear it. Didn't hear it. Oh, but that day that he prepared. He prepared me. Oh, praise the Lord. You know, there's times when we need to have that discernment. That's one of the things we all need to pray more for. Wisdom and discernment. When is the right time to talk to my son or my daughter or my husband or my wife or my grandkids or my neighbor, whoever it is? Because sometimes what we can do is drive them further away. Amen. Sometimes we can drive them further because, you know, that they're not ready to hear it. But what we need to do is show them. Instead of say, we need to show them the love of Jesus Christ. We need to show them that I'm not the same old person that I used to be before. That old man or woman that before God prepared my heart and gave me a new nature. I don't want you to hear what I say, because you know sometimes that lip service thing is different from where we walk. Sometimes our talk is different from where we walk. And that's what causes people to like, well, if you say that you're this and you're doing that, I don't want to have nothing to do with it. So, you know, the Bible says, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation, all right? And what's the next one? Behold. Behold means to look and see. That all things become new. People need to see the Jesus in you. Sometimes people will not come to the church. Sometimes people might not listen to the pastor. But if they see you, who they knew back in the day, and they see you different, they say, well, wait a minute. This is something that I'm seeing, that this person, how the person used to be, but I'm seeing how they are now. And you know what? I want some of that what you got. You know, I had a cousin back in the day. And when I got saved, she says, you done gone too far with this Jesus thing. She said, now, you know, it was okay when you were, you know, talking about, you know, this. But I see you used to be the life of the party. You know, we used to get high, used to have a good time and everything else. But you done gone too far with this Jesus thing. And I looked at her and I said, well, thank you very much. Thank you very much. You know what I'm glad you're seeing a difference in me. Amen. And that's what our people need to see. They need to see a difference in us. Because like I say, so many people got that lip service. But when they see that we're living for the Lord Jesus Christ and we're not living in that same old lifestyle that we used to, that's when they say, this is something that's real. And you know what? The world is looking for somebody that's real. That's what the world is looking for. And that's why they're seeking and searching all the different things that they're doing. Drugs, alcohol, you know what I mean? These spiritualists the crystals and all of that mess and the things in the paper. What is the paper? The horoscope. Let me tell you something. If y'all dealing with the horoscope, leave it alone, because that's not of God. That is not of God. So anyway, where was I at? Four? Thank you. I told y'all we got issues, didn't I? And they went their way. Listen, Jesus told them to go do something. Didn't make no sense. How many times Jesus tell you to do something don't make no sense? I want you to go into the village. I want you to find this coat that nobody's ever rode on. And I want you to bring it to me. And if anybody say anything, you tell them I said to send it. Okay, Lord, don't make no sense, but nevertheless. And they went their way and found the coat tied by the door without in a place where two ways met, and they loose him. They found what Jesus said that they would find. Oh, did you hear me, church? Did you hear me, church? They found what Jesus said that they would find. Whatever Jesus tells us to do, whether we believe it's right or wrong, it don't make no sense. I can't tell you how many times Jesus had told me to do things. I'm like, well, that don't make no sense. You know, I don't see how this is going to work, Jesus. And you know what he tell me? You ain't Jesus. You ain't me. You do what I tell you to do. You obey me and leave the consequences to me. Amen. Abraham, take your son who you love the most, and I want you to kill him and sacrifice him unto me. Oh, wait a minute, Jesus. Wait a minute, Jesus. You know, this is a son of my promise. And you want me to go kill him? Yes, I do. And what does it say? It says Abraham rose up early in the morning and took his son and two servants. And we know the end of the story, don't we? And right when he was about ready to do what God had told him to do, he had the knife and he's about plunging into his son who he loved dearly. And the angel of the Lord says, Abraham, Abraham, do not hurt him. Do not touch him. Oh, because God got a sacrifice with a ram in the bush. You see, God always got something. If he tells us to do something, don't make no sense. He always has something. But anyway, and then it said that they went their way and he was at the place. And certain of them that stood there and said unto them, why do you loosen this coat? And they said unto him, even as Jesus has commanded that they let him go. And they brought the coat to Jesus and cast their garments upon him, and he sat upon him. Oh, let's camp out here for a minute. They brought the coat to Jesus, the one that not only Jesus had already sent his spirit to the people who ever owned it, but he also sent his spirit unto the coat. Has anybody ever rode a wild horse? Probably not, you know, in here. You? Okay, all right, praise the Lord. You too? All right, well, praise the Lord. But you know, when you get up on a horse that's never been ridden, he's not compliant, is he? Absolutely not. Because he's not used to nobody being on him. But this coat here, Jesus has sent his spirit into him that when they brought him, it says Jesus got on him and he didn't buck him off. But it said that it's his disciples, they took off their garments and put it on the coat so Jesus could ride upon the garments of the disciples. They said, Jesus, these are my personal garments here. But you know what? I love you. I esteem you. I exalt you so much. I'm going to take it off of me and put it on this beast here so you can be comfortable. So you don't have to be bareback riding this beast. I'm going to sacrifice for you. Do you hear what I say, church? I'm going to sacrifice for you. That's a hard thing for us to do, isn't it? I beseech you, therefore, brother, by the mercies of God, that you present sacrifice unto God, holy and acceptable unto him. You know that we're coming into the Holy Week. Well, we're coming into the Good Friday. Coming to the Good Friday. Do you know, look at it in the natural, it wasn't a Good Friday, was it? When they beat him and stoned him up high and they nailed him to the cross and he gave up the ghost. Didn't seem like a Good Friday, did it? Before him. When we take our last breath, when we stand before him and Jesus and God, my what? My good and faithful servant. That's what done, my good and faithful servant. I love that. I love that. That's why that my good and faithful servant, because of what my son did. And what did my son? So when I look down on you, my good and faithful servant, enter. It's going to be a glorious day. That's what gives me my joy. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Nehemiah said. I'm going to say it too. Joy of the Lord is my strength. I'm looking forward to that day. I'm looking forward to that day when I can look at Jesus face to face. You know, somebody was telling me the other day that, you know, I don't know why God allowed this to happen in my life and this to happen in my life. When I go to heaven, I'm going to ask him why. I don't think we will. I don't think we'd be asking Jesus nothing because we have been his glory. Holy, 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 oh Lord God Almighty. Oh, I can't wait. I can't wait. You know, and I'm not going to be singing off key up there. I'm making a joyful noise down here. But up there, woo, Luther. Oh my goodness. All right, where am I at? 8, all right. And they spread the garments in the way, and others cut down branches off the trees and straw them in the way. That's why we're celebrating Palm Sunday. The branches on the tree were palm branches. That's where we get the Palm Sunday at. Palm branches. That's where Brother Bill was here a few days ago. He was down in Florida playing golf with the palm trees. Yes. He knows about the palm branches. Amen. But they had palm branches. So what they did was they strawed them on the way so the donkey, the colt, could ride on them. That Jesus was riding on the coats of his disciples. Do you see what's going on? They wanted the coat not to walk on the regular ground. And Jesus is on the coat that walking on the regular ground, but was walking on the branches, the palm branches, which showed respect and esteem. And the disciples didn't want Jesus to ride bareback on the coat. So they sacrificed their garments. A sacrifice of praise, church. A sacrifice of praise. We need to understand and start living and living a life of sacrifice. Sacrificing what, Pastor? If anyone want to be my disciples, deny yourself. Sacrifice that old nature. Sacrifice that old appetite and desire for the things that are not of God. And we all have them. Come on. That little easily sin that beseeches us. We all got some. Everybody sitting up here looking holy. Now, when we stand before Jesus, though, when you confess that sin or whatever it is, you know, it is forgiven. But the thing about it is, you don't keep going back day after day after day after day, doing the same thing over and over and over again, and ask God, forgive me, forgive me, forgive me, forgive me. You know, because the Bible says, God forbid if you keep trying to do that. You know, and if you have a new nature in Christ, you're not going to want to do that over and over and over and over again. When I first got saved, yes, I was still living in sin. I was still doing stuff. Like I say, I came home. I was living with a woman, you know, and the pastor came over there and said, he said, listen, he said, you can't keep on living with this, sleeping with this woman. I'm thinking, well, you know, I understand, Pastor, but it's just one right now. I'm just being honest with you. I'm just being honest. I didn't understand, you see. I didn't understand it. But the Holy Ghost got to convicting me. When I was doing wrong, it wasn't the same as before. And it got to a point where I had to make a decision, you see. Am I going to continue to do this or am I going to do what God wants me to do? And I'm so thankful. I'm so thankful. Like I say, I'm not perfect. I have issues and struggles like everybody else. I'm not where I'm going to be, not where I should be, but I'm nowhere where I used to be either. I ain't playing with Jesus no more because he ain't playing with me. I love me some Jesus. I'm going to serve me some Jesus because, you know, I look over the shoulder of my life and I see how he's loved me. I see how he has brought me out of all kind of mess that he has brought me to the very point as you're looking at me here today. And when the struggles and the things come in the future, I can say, you know what? I'm going to trust you, Lord, regardless of what you allow in my life. I'm going to trust you. I did this the other night. This chair here. When I walked up here, I didn't have to do this. I walked up here and I did this here. Didn't give it a second thought. You know why? Because I had tested this chair before. It has held me up before. I know this chair is trustworthy. So I don't have to worry, but I don't have to ask, you think this chair going to hold me? I don't have to ask you that. I know that I know that I know for myself that this chair will hold me. I know that I know that I know that Jesus Christ is with me. I know that. I ain't got to read it. I ain't got to hear it from nobody. I've experienced it in my life. I know that I know that I know that my God is a mighty God. He's a loving God. He's a providing God. He's a healing God. Amen. I know that for personally. You need to have a personal experience and encounter with God. Every one of us. And when you do that, let me tell you something. You can't stay the same. You cannot stay the same. Now, and it said that they cut, others cut down branches off the tree and straw them in the way. And they that went before and they followed, crying, saying, Hosanna, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Blessed be the kingdom of our father David that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Now they're hollering at about Jesus as he's coming on this coat that has never been ridden by man. They're laying down, you know, these branches for the coat to walk on that Jesus is riding on. And they're esteeming him, right? They're exalting him, right? They're honoring him, right? Yeah. And then it says, and Jesus entered into Jerusalem and into the temple. And when he looked around about, all things, and now evening time was come, he went out into Bethany with the 12. And it says, and on tomorrow, when they went down to Bethany, he was hungry, seeing a fig tree. Oh, we ain't gonna go there. But what I want to camp out on is that he obeyed God. He knew that he was going to be crucified. He knew that they were going to beat him to the point where he didn't look human. Now, let me say this here to you. Some of y'all might not know about it or might not have been experienced, but Emmett Till, has anybody ever heard of Emmett Till? He was a young black man from Chicago. He went down to Mississippi to be with his, to visit his cousin. They say that he whistled at a Caucasian lady. And they caught him. They tortured him and they beat him. And when his mother brought his body back, he was so beaten he didn't look like he was human. I've seen the picture. It's horrible. And his mother said, have an open casket, because I want you people to see what they've done to my baby boy. Jesus was worse than that. He was worse than that. And let me tell you something. I still, from time to time, when I think about that picture of seeing him in that casket, it's horrible. And I'm going to say this to you, dear. If you're not ready for it, don't look it up, because it's a horrible image. But Jesus allowed them to do that to him. He allowed them to do that to him. For me and for you. He knew as he rode into Jerusalem that that was going to be the time when they was going to take him. But he did that for you and me, church. When we get that down within our, not in our head, because we're getting in our heads now. We're hearing it now. But when you get that down within in your spirit and your soul, let me tell you something. You can't help but be a servant of the Lord Jesus Christ for what he's done for you. While we were yet sinners, he still died for us. Once we realize how much Jesus loves us. Now notice I said loves us. He said, I'll never leave you, never forsake you. Isn't that what it said? He said he has exceeding great and precious promises for us, Luana. Do you know that? He has exceedingly great and precious promises for each and every one of us. And if you're not in Christ, If you're not in Christ, you can potentially be in Christ. So it's for you too. But we have to make where we yield, where we yield. Say, Lord, because he said, Jeffrey, you didn't choose me. I chose you. All the filth, all the sin, all the iniquity, all the stuff that you've been doing, I still chose you. Oh, when I think about his goodness and what he's done for me, church, I know some of y'all got past. I understand all of that. But when I think about the way that I used to live BC before Christ, when I think about all the sin, iniquity, and filth and things that I've done in my life, and he still chose me. Oh, I have nothing but gratitude. Nothing but gratitude. You know, and I love Jesus. And I tell the people down at the jail, I said, and you know, and I deal with a lot of drug addicts. I say, you know what? I'm trying to OD on some Jesus. I'm trying to overdose on some Jesus. I don't know if I can or not, but I can't get enough of Jesus. Some of y'all might not know what ODing mean. But it means when you do too much of something, you know, like heroin or something, especially this fentanyl or whatever, you know, it kills you. You die. I'm trying to overdose on some Jesus so I can go be with him. Amen. But he still has a purpose for me. That's why I'm here. He still has a purpose for you. That's why you're here. I don't care where you are in your life or what you're doing in life. As long as you're reading, God has a purpose for you. Do you know that? And it's not just coming to church on Sunday mornings and Tuesday night for prayer meeting and Wednesday night for Bible study. It ain't just for that. He has a purpose for you every day for something that he is allowing you to live for. He has a purpose and a plan for you every day. And you don't want to stand before Jesus on that day we take our last breath. And he's going to say, you know what? I've given you giftings. I've given you talents. And you sat on them. And you sat on them. And you sat on them. We need to get off of our seats and start doing what God has created you to do and who God created you to be. Didn't create anybody to be no pastor or preacher or teacher. But he has a gifting and a talent for you. And you say, well, pastor, I don't know what mine is. See me after church. What is it in your life that you are proficient at? That's legal. That's righteous. You know, because come on. You know, I'm talking about holy proficiency and righteous proficiency, you know, and something that you love doing. Some people love going visiting people. Some people love giving to people. Amen. Some people love, you know, just calling somebody and say, hey, how you doing? You okay? Do you need it? Let me pray for you. You know, it don't have to be nothing big and whatever. But God has given each of us a gifting and a talent. We need to start using. If we all would start walking in our giftings, let me tell you something. We could turn this city upside down. We could turn it upside down. We really could. But so many, and I was like that too. I said, Lord, when I knew that God had given me a shepherd heart, I'm like, No. You know, first of all, I can't read that well. Don't like to read, you know, can't spell at all. Still, I'm so glad my Alexa, because I asked Alexa, how you spell? You know, I do. Praise the Lord. But anyway, you know, it's not those who are prepared. It's those who God will prepare. Amen. It's those who God will prepare. You know, matter of fact, when I came into the ministry, you know, I was still on paper. I was still on parole. You know, and I remember I was out of Sackett's, and I just, a still small voice said, "You're going to proclaim my word throughout the world." And I said, "I can't even leave Jefferson County." How's that going to be? But God. Oh, let me tell you something. When you type up my name now on a background check, you're going to see a cross. All of that stuff that I had done in before, I've been pardoned, and it's all gone. Amen. I've been having a passport for many years. I travel anywhere in the world now. And you know why? Not because of anything that I've done. It's because of what God has done. Like I say, when I think about his goodness and what he's done for me, and I don't care what you've done in your life, God is bigger. God is better. If we will open up ourselves to be used of God, if we would just come to a place where we'll say, "Lord, not my will be done, but your will be done, whatever it might be, Lord. I don't know, you know, I don't know how to do this, and I don't want to do this here, but if it's your will, Lord, here I am. Here I am. Have at me, Lord. Do what you will for me and to me." Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I know some of you right now a little tight saying, "You know, I hear what you're saying, Pastor, but I'm shy. I hear what you're saying, Pastor, but I'm not really educated. I hear what you're saying, Pastor, but I really don't want to do it." Yeah, I know. I was there. But let me tell you something. When you open up yourself and say, "Lord, take me, make me, to do whatever you want me to do," that's when he says, "I've been waiting for that. Now I can use you, the reason why I created you." You don't want to live your whole life and say, "I wish I had her. I wish I had her." How many times, you know what I mean? Even now, you say, "You know, when I was younger, I wish I had her." But you're still living. You still got breath. God still has use for you. He still has something for you to do, Eric. He got something for you, my brother. I know you're going through it right now. You've been going through it. But God got something for you, my brother. You just need to open up and let him have his way. Because so many times we get resistant, don't we? So many times, you know, the gift of God that he has for us, what we do, we got it in our hands. We're holding on to stuff in our hands. And if you're holding on to something in your hands, you can't hold it up so they can see it. You can't receive that gift. "I want to give this to you." But you can't receive because you're holding this in your hands. Now, if you take it and take them things out of your hands, you'll be able to receive it, right? All right. What are you going to do? I tried. Didn't I? I tried. But he continued holding on to it. So guess what? Thank you. Praise the Lord. And that's what God does to us. He tries, but we continue to. We have to have open hands to receive what God has for us, church. He has so much. Let me tell you something. He don't have good things for us. He has the best things for us. Now, that was good, the hand sanitizer, wasn't it? Yeah, you can use that. The little tissues that blow your nose and whatever. That's good. Amen. But was as good as this here, what I had in my pocket? Mm-mm. But you blew it. Yep. Now, if I would do that to Vera, she'd have dropped them things on the floor. She'd probably what tried to get in my pocket. Anyway, church, did you understand what I said here today? Yes. Jesus made that triumph entry into Jerusalem for you and me because he knew what was at the end of the trail. But he did it anyway because he loved you and me. But are you ready to do what Jesus asked you to do? I'll do it tomorrow. I'll do it next week. I got too many things in my life that is not right. I'll tell you something. He says, come as you are. Come as you are. When you come as you are and you receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, you won't stay as you are. You cannot, you will not stay as you are when you open up your heart and your life to Jesus Christ. You can't stay as you are. So if there's anybody here this morning, and you have not y'all know what this is about, bro, don't you? When you're in battle and you do this to the enemy, what does that say? I surrender all. Lord, today, I surrender all. I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. I'm sick and tired of living the life that I've been living. So, Lord, today, on this Palm Sunday, as you're entering into Jerusalem, I'm entering into to you. So if that's you today, and the Holy Spirit is speaking to you today, don't come because of any influence of me. Don't come because of that. But if you are sensing the Holy Spirit telling you, this is the day I'm choosing you. This is the day I'm choosing you. And your seat is getting a little warm. And you're breathing a little hard. It's the Holy Spirit saying, today, I'm choosing you. Today, I'm choosing you. So if that's you, don't be ashamed because he was not ashamed of you. He was not ashamed of you. So if that's you today, don't miss what God has for you. Please don't. Because you could walk out of here today and it could be your last breath. You can be in an accident. Let me ask everybody here, are you ready to meet Jesus? Yes. Are you ready to meet Jesus? Because one day you will. And nobody knows the day or the hour, but it could be today. It could be today. And God forbid that you say, I'm going to wait. And something happens to you. And you will live the rest of eternity in hell. Yes, in hell, I'm going to say it, in the lake of fire. Because if you do not surrender to Jesus Christ and you do not yield your life to Jesus Christ, your destination is hell, the lake of fire. Now, that ain't what I'm saying. That's what the Bible says. I'm just repeating what the Bible says. Whether you believe it or not, don't make it not true. But for me and my house, when I take my last breath, praise the Lord, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Well done, my good and faithful. So if that's you, now let me say something. I know that there's somebody else that's in here that's struggling, that wants to get up here but won't. And you know who you are, and God knows who you are. And I'm just going to say this. God will meet you where you are. He'll meet you in your seat. He'll meet you in your car. He'll meet you in jail. He will. If you're open and honest with him. And I'm going to ask, if there's anybody that's sitting here now that you know, that you know, that you know, that you should be up here, pray this prayer with us. Praise the Lord, sister. Pray this prayer with us and be real with it. And God will meet you. Come on around. Come on around. Everybody, let's everybody touch hands. Grab his hand. And I want everybody. And if you out here and you know that you should. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Never too late. As long as you're breathing, it's not too late. I want everybody to pray this prayer with me. Repeat this after me, okay? And believe it in your heart. My Bible says if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, you shall be saved. Not maybe not might, you will be saved. Heavenly Father, I come before you today. I'm acknowledging that I am a sinner. And I'm asking you, Lord, to forgive me of all my sins. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, that he died on the cross, shed his blood for my sins. He rose again on that resurrection Sunday, and that he's seated in heaven next to our Heavenly Father. This day forward, I accept this free gift of salvation by faith in the mighty name of God. And all the church saying, amen, amen, amen. Let me say something. If you said that, praise the Lord. If you said that, let me tell you something. Your life will change. Your life will change. Does anybody have a Bible? Everybody have a Bible? You got a Bible? Got a Bible? You're a soldier, right? You just got here today. You'd have had no idea that you were going to be in the kingdom of God today. But God did. Thank you. What's your name, my brother?
Devin.
Devin. Now, notice I called you my brother. Now, I'm your brother. That's your sister. That's your brother. Now, where's the other one at? She done got up and ran. No, here she is. And even her, she's your sister, too. Okay. We got to give her a little special things, though, but she's all right. You know, and let me tell you something. What a blessing y'all are. What a blessing. Mother and daughter. Mother and daughter. Huh? Today is your birthday. Always remember that. You can always remember your birthday by Palm Sunday. Palm Sunday, I that's my birthday. So today is the greatest day ever. Ever. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. Now, if anybody needs a Bible, we will give you one in the back there. And God bless you. And let me say something. Just don't make this a one-time thing. Because what you need some discipling, you need some teaching, you need to gather with your family, you need support, because the enemy is going to come after you. He's going to come after you. But let me tell you something, greater he that is in you now than he's in the world. You in not only the U.S. Army, but you in God's army. Amen. Praise the Lord. All right. God bless you all. Have a great day. Thank you all for praying for me and my family. Continue praying for me and my family. Let's not forget what we got going on. You know, Tuesday night prayer meeting, Wednesday night Bible study, Friday crosswalk, and Friday 6:30 we're having our Good Friday service. So praise the Lord. God bless you. Love you all. Father, we come before you today giving you honor, glory, and praise. We thank you, Father God, for those who are entered into the kingdom of God and their names have been written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Lord, I ask that you'll come and just be with each and every one of us. Oh, Father God, and cover us. We ask these things in Jesus' holy name. Amen. God bless you and have a great day. Board meeting, board. Yes.